kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
Do you find that often there's a background tension in your relationship with your queen? Periodic or very frequent arguments where a lot of shit spills out into the space between you that, you know, sometimes you can end up feeling a sense of regret for what you have said and how you've reacted in the conversation, and even a sprinkle or high doses of resentment for what was said against you and actions your partner took that you perceive in a moment to be against you, to be against your personhood, yourself as a man, your persona, who you are. Effectively, a bind of conflict. Very often, I know in my own relationship, for definitely it characterized the first 12 years, my Mr. Nice Guy persona that was so avoidant of conflict. I never perceived there to be anything in conflict. Conflict for me subconsciously was this death zone of confronting myself with the fear of feminine rejection. So I avoided conflict like the plague, but what ended up happening was I was having these periods of relative peace and calm, but the peace and calm was only built off the back of, you know, suppressing my truth, suppressing what I felt really angry about, suppressing what I just didn't like in relationship with my queen. And, you know, because I was showing up like that, my queen, she learned to suppress her parts because she knew I was avoidant of conflict. So you'd have these periods of relative calm and peace. But I look back now, you know, because there was so much suppressed energy and emotionality there, you know, there was a suppressed part of her being, my radical alive self, and thus the radical alive goddess self of my queen wasn't on the scene either. Broken up by periodic, you know, big badass rows and arguments when all of this suppressed energy would just spill forward into the space. So if you can resonate with any of that in the extreme versions, or the sort of, you know, sedated, nice, okay energy broken up by periodic intense arguments, or, you know, whatever your version is of what one might call dysfunctional relating. And it's based on a paradigm of looking at relationships that's one of the most commonly given sort of advices out there, or ways of looking at relationships that is really not helpful or not constructive. That way of looking at relationships is relationships are 50-50. Just slow down and touch base with you. Have you heard that one before? You know, it's like, oh, it's a 50-50. Just to slow down with you, have you heard that one before? You know, in relationships, it's 50-50. You've got your 50%, your partner, your queen, she's got her 50%. You gotta start looking at it 50-50, guys. And if it remains 50-50, it's actually useful. But there's the subconscious psychological makeup of us as human beings. And it's very important to nod and to accept in a trauma-informed manner that the vast majority of people, if not all people, are to a greater or lesser extent traumatized. So the importance of getting this paradigm of how you approach relationships from a perspective that acknowledges the traumatized nature of most nervous systems that are going to be on display in navigating the relationship. You know, wounded meets wounded. At this point in society, we haven't yet got up to such a speed of momentum of conscious relating for a generation or two that the next generation after, you know, is like dysfunction free. So the vast majority, I bow to you if you are dysfunction free in your relating, I bow to that, I honor that. However, the vast majority of men will relate with some level of dysfunctionality, some level of, you know, unhelpful conflict and conversational style that they would like to optimize. The 50-50 way of looking at a relationship, that's what I was trying wholeheartedly with great intentions in my early years, the first 9, 10, 11, 12 years with my queen, and effectively it just wasn't working out. No matter how well I intended to show up as a man, when it got into the thick of conflict, when an argument had started, when, you know, I'm sure so many different things would create an argument, but like when my queen would give me feedback, but my avoidant fear of feminine rejection would take a criticism or a feedback that could have even been a neutral enough statement, but I would take it as an insult, as an attack on me. And lo and behold, in that moment, the 50-50 went away from it, and all of a sudden, maybe the feedback or the inciting comment from my wife, I might acknowledge that there was some truth in it, but my emotional reactivity would thwart and warp the 50-50 balance, and it would come from an inherent sort of reactive, well, you know, you're pointing at my side, but my side feels in this moment like it's just 20% responsible, so by effect, your fucking reactivity and your bitchy nature and the way you're just nagging at me, well, that's 80%, and I throw that back to her. And now you'd have this to and fro, tit-for-tat, sort of small-minded, wounded inner child argument going on, where in essence it's like what might be a balanced 50-50, now it's just mudslinging at each other, and each comment sort of coming back is, well, you're 60% responsible, I might be 40%, without actually, a lot of times, the acknowledgement and acceptance of your own being the smaller amount wouldn't be spoken into the space. But subconsciously, can you relate with that? Sometimes you're in the thick of an argument, and you sort of know that they have a valid point, but there's a part of your psyche that's more investing its time and energy into making a point that they're more wrong than you. Most men can relate with this. You know, it's not that their women, their life partners, tell them total, absolute, random, off-the-wall crap. Sometimes it gets to extremes, but a lot of the time there can be a part of you that gets, okay, look it, I forgot to get that thing in the shop, and I know I said, but I had a busy day. We sort of know that there's a validity in it. But the problem with the 50-50 is this inherent, once it gets reactive, once the emotions are triggered, the fears, the rejection, the hurt, the sadness, the grief, the anger, the aggression, in that level of emotionality, 50-50 goes out the window, and it gets into, best case scenario, 51 minus 49. But we all know that in emotional reactivity, the anger speaking, the aggression speaking, the hurt, the rejection speaking, the avoidance of conflict, wanting to run from it, it will mudsling and it will bring a blaming energy towards the other. And in the blaming energy, the percentage given to the other of responsibility is going to be much higher than the amount that you are accepting. All in all, this makes relating together very unsafe. And from the unsafety, there's a dominoes knocked in motion going forward where people will avoid speaking their full truth till the point at which the suppression, they can't take it anymore, and now you've got a full-on argument. But the lack of safety means that in an environment where there's no safety in you speaking into the conscious space between yourself and your partner, there's mistrust in that. And in that lack of safety, we naturally hold back, revealing our underbelly, revealing vulnerably, open-heartedly, without any armor, without any weapons out at the ready to attack and blame the other person. We hold back the truth of what is really going on within us. That is the basis of conscious intimacy being defined. Intimacy, into me you see. The most important component at the foundation of building a beautiful connecting relationship between yourself and your queen, yourself and your life partner, intimacy. Intimacy is lost in the 50-50 paradigm. I introduce the 100-100 paradigm, and I first read this in the book by Gay Hendricks, The Big Leap, talking about the upper limit issue, and specifically when he was speaking to the dynamic, he was relating it to relationships, how we relate with our loved ones, and by extension to all other human relations. But we're talking about this within the context of creating phenomenally deep, amazing, beautiful, connecting, intimate, did I use the word committed in that line of adjectives? Committed relationships. So within that context, the 100-100% paradigm, there's two 100%s, but the potency of this paradigm is 100%. You're looking at your 100%. And you leave completely, exclusively, the time, the attention necessary, the analysis for your partner's 100% to them. That is their business. The 100%, 100% paradigm, I argue, is the only relationship paradigm for conscious kings. Within the movement of kings of freedom, reminders like the king archetype, it's the witnessing awareness, the ultimate free, conscious, creative part of you that brings your greatest freedom to life. Kings of freedom. And the greatest freedom is only attainable when you assume a 100% responsibility for what you're thinking. Thus, from where you're thinking, what you're speaking, and how you're acting and behaving in the space of life, in the space of your intimate relating with your partner. Also, what you're taking radical ownership of is your emotional state, your energy in the space. This is an uncommonly intense level of responsibility to take upon yourself. I'm conscious of that. I don't want to sugarcoat this. But because it's so uncommonly intense a responsibility to take on board, it allows you, it opens you, and thus by extension your queen, your life partner, to uncommonly deep levels of blissful, beautiful, joy-drenched, sexualized relating that brings passion back, keeps the fire of both of your truths, the masculine search for embodied freedom, the feminine yearning for depth of union and coming in together in love and that unity. That masculine and feminine dance is unleashed. You rediscover a depth of union that is possible and embody freedom as a man that is so important to nod and bow to. You get that only by taking on 100% responsibility for your shit. What this allows is, it might take, depending on the length of time in relationship, depending of course on the 100% of your queen, of your life partner, of their past, of their past wounds, previous, like what they brought into the relationship, the totality of their life's experience. Of course that's relevant. Of course that can be active. Of course that has an influence within the relationship. But you bring that down to a 0% influence, potential of influence, by owning your shit. The miraculous effect of you as an uncommon man showing such uncommon levels of deep inner integrity on doing the work within yourself is that after a few days, or a few weeks, your partner starts feeling that there's a radically new, ultimate safeness in being with you. They note, subconsciously maybe at first, but then consciously more and more, that but the more you consistently show up, rigorously owning your 100%, exclusively your 100%, they start feeling safe. This is what happened in my relating with my queen. You know, for 12 years, so much trauma. Of course, we brought in so much trauma from childhood wounds, subconscious blind spots. We're still doing work in that, of course, rigorously every single day in many different ways. But for the first 12 and a half years of relationship together, there was so much pain, there was so much argument, there was so much unsafety that we didn't feel safe ever to openly express ourselves. And my fear of rejection, I formed this sort of a Mr. Nice Guy exterior, you know, persona, but the flip side of that shadow persona was quite a nasty, critical part that would come true when sort of you don't put a dog in a corner, and if you put a dog in a corner, you can expect it's going to bite. That was my persona. So it was deeply unsafe and actually intensely aggressive by words, by attack on my queen. That took a long time of consistently showing up, me owning, radically owning my 100%, with such consistency over time that my queen, slowly but surely, got to learn, okay, he's safe. I'm safe. And slowly but surely, bit by bit, without any probing by me, without any finger pointing, and, you know, was I able to notice when she was speaking, so like, from a triggered space? Yes. Was I able to point out certain, you know, patterns in her behavior that was suggestive of wounds and blind spots that she needed to work on? Yes. Was I able? I was able to see so much stuff, but my practice was rigorously just focusing on my 100%. As a result of not being probed, of me not trying to intrude and get my woman to change her behavior. Why? Because for the first 12 years, I was doing that just to take the heat off my ass. So what she felt was safe. And in feeling safe in my company, because I was owning my shit, she naturally started just spontaneously speaking in insights of herself in her inner world, her own blind spots, her own ways of, like, she'd speak into the space, oh, I just noticed that, you know, I start speaking like this with the girls when I feel inadequacy, or, yeah, when I get in an argument with you, Mark, like, whatever, this is what I feel in the inside, and that causes me to dissociate, and I get lost, I get really angry, aggressive, whatever it is. I'm not bringing any specific answers, but in general, with no effort on my part, my queen just started loosening the binds of her own defenses, started opening up, started being more trusting, started being more vulnerable and honest with me, as a direct result of me leading, doing the same. I was being vulnerable. I led by speaking my blind spots. I led by speaking my anger, my perspectives, my inner child wounds, my all of this inner work. The more I owned my own part and spoke it into the space, that level of safety brought such a depth of communication between us that honestly, it's almost like arguments are a thing of the past. Definitely compared to what it was, the level of dysfunctional arguments that we used to have for the first 12 years when an argument could last hours in a day, and the negative, shitty energy that would permeate us afterwards could last a couple of days at times. You know, an argument now, do we have arguments? Do we have vigorous, intense conversations? Yes. But what's happening now is because of the foundation of depth of safety and the 100%, the commitment to own 100%, that's my commitment and Matilda by extension, you know, these conversations, we find connection rapidly. And we're not willing, we're actually not willing, we are willing to go with the, like what Brené Brown says, is the messy first draft, because we know there's such a momentum of safety that we're owning our 100%, that if it gets messy, if something spontaneously comes up, we will go where is necessary now, and 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, we're back to connection. And that's part of an amazing, dynamic, evolving relationship where you're finding more of your truth, your queen, your partner is finding more of their truth, and as you evolve and do this dance together, there are going to be perspectives that seem to clash and bang heads. That's okay, that's part of it. Otherwise, if you're not clashing heads and having times when perspectives just don't add up and there's a bit of conflict and like an intense conversation to be had that takes profound courage from both sides, if you're not doing that, you're probably comfort zoning. There's just a comfort zone of the known. The certainty of the known is easier than the certainty of just going with what your most radical truth is and allowing space for, as you practice what your radical truth is and free version, liberated masculine warrior version of you, by extension, you do that, you're giving permission to your queen, your life partner, to do the same. That level of relating, that level of spiritual practice is only available when a conscious 100%, 100% paradigm of relating, of conversing, is used consciously. I think of, you know, in establishing habits, the level of intentionality, there's a motivational speaker that, and I forget who it was, excuse me, I can't refer to who exactly it was, but it's not my language, but he referred to 99% is a bitch, 100% is a breeze. And this couldn't be more true in this scenario. You know, 100% ownership, it's a breeze. Why? Because you're not allowing yourself go into blame mode at all. There's just an if then. If you're in conflict, if you're in conversation with your loved one, you're going to take 100% responsibility for your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your state. None of your attention is on what's happening within the other person. That's their business. If you're 99% committed, that 1% is going to seem really tempting. The more intense the energy, and there's going to be shadow stuff, there's going to be a time when your partner is just get really pissed and they say a comment that classically would have really bothered you. If you're only in with 99% intentionality, that 1% is going to seem like, oh my God, I can't help myself. I'm going to blame you on this one. I'm going to strike you. I'm going to attack you. That was totally invalid what you're after saying to me. And you're going to be caught with such a level of righteousness in that moment that that 1% becomes 99, becomes 100% blame mode. 99% is a bitch. 100% is a breeze. This is a high, high practice. But this podcast is called Kings of Freedom for a reason. Kings assume the practice of taking 100% extreme ownership, total responsibility for their inner world. And from that level of radical ownership of their inner world, they create an impeccable, beautiful outer world, which of course, front and center, includes relating in deep, blissful, amazing conversation and intimacy with their loved one, with their life partner, their queen. their sacred being that is committed to sharing the space as you dance along this beautiful life experience that you have the honor and privilege to do so. So, kings, the gauntlet is set before you. After listening to this, my invitation, my challenge to you, and masculine core path to growth is by direct challenge. My challenge is to you heart warriors around the planet is start practicing showing up with 100% responsibility for what's going on inside of you. Exclusively. Denying yourself the escapist, avoidant path of cowardice of the mediocre man, which goes into blaming the other person in the relationship. Oh, shaming yourself. I'm going to put myself down. I'm such a piece of dirt. I should have been doing better. Don't camp out in that field of cowardice either. The challenge to you is to own. Start practicing owning 100% of your response in relating with your queen, with your life partner. Practice it with ferocious tenacity. Lean in, falter, make mistakes, fall down, get yourself up, dust off, and recommit, and practice again, and repeat. Nothing that I know can beat this. Do 100% all in, taking your ownership as a king of freedom in a relationship. Everything amazing, miraculous that can happen in relationships comes from this foundation. What has been said today is perfect as it is. What remains unsaid will be said at another time on another day when it will serve perfectly in that moment. With deep bows and big love, go have a kingly, beautiful, amazing day.
Thank you for listening to the Kings of Freedom podcast. To receive no BS proven strategies to unlock limitless levels of peace, power, and purpose as you lead your family and create your have-it-all life, sign up now to the Kings of Freedom email list. Find the link in the podcast episode description or at www.kingsoffreedom.me.